So Justin, I'm curious about your thoughts on this. Do you think it's specific to osimertinib or TKIs in general? And the other thing I've been hearing about, and it's kind of what I was thinking when I was asking Matt, is the issue of the patient who's getting consolidation durvalumab after chemoradiation therapy, who has a genomic mutation, who, let's say, a few months later or longer gets a TKI, but maybe with the IO still on board. Any thoughts about that or concerns about that? And in general, how does this consideration, Justin, fit into your decision making?
Yeah, so I don't think it's always pneumonitis, and it's not with every TKI. For example, with crizotinib, it's not so much pneumonitis. The issue there is hepatitis. So in one of the CheckMate studies, they did look at the combination of crizotinib plus nivolumab, and that study was stopped early because they actually saw, I think it was 2 out of 13 patients actually had hepatic toxicity-related deaths. So these are severe, severe toxicities, and even beyond those two patients, there was a much higher risk of hepatotoxicity. What is the mechanism underlying this? I don't think we fully understand that, and it's not necessarily class-specific. So for example, whereas osi and durvalumab, the issue is pneumonitis, with gefitinib and durvalumab, the issue is hepatotoxicity. So it's not just all of EGFR inhibitors causing pneumonitis combined with TKI. I think it's drug-specific. I don't think there's a lot of enthusiasm, though, for us to keep doing these studies. I think mechanistically it may be tied to, we know that many of these drugs can cause nonspecific inflammation. For example, alluding to the crizotinib study that I just mentioned, we know that crizotinib alone in 25 to 30% of patients can cause grade 3 or higher liver toxicity. And then if you just have that baseline liver inflammation and then you add a checkpoint inhibitor on top of it, you may exacerbate that. And I suspect that's part of the mechanism behind this, and that as you move to the cleanest TKIs, you may see less toxicity. But more importantly, we haven't seen evidence of increased efficacy either. So the enthusiasm, again, to do this, worse toxicity and not a really improvement in efficacy. And so I think that's why you're not really seeing this a path forward for the TKI plus IO combinations for the EGFR and ALK patients.